and they're good, I think. Yeah. But they call them hush puppies all over the country.
Well, you never did. Could you think of any other things you might make and call it bread?
No, not even call it bread. Now, this, in the South, they make delicious pound cakes. Mm-hmm. Now, my husband's mother made the best ones known in the country around there. And she would come and spend the day at my house and make my husband a pound cake. And he had another son. She'd make him a pound cake, go to his house another day, and make salt pound cake once in a while. And they were delicious. Mm-hmm. They were just pound cakes. But at Christmas time, we all had a variety of cakes. So we'd have just, I kept mine in empty log cans, and I would stack them. And I usually had three in a log can, and I'd have at least six or nine cakes, different kinds. Mm-hmm. Japanese fruit cakes and Japanese fruit cakes and chocolate cakes and coconut cakes. And mm-hmm. Every time you could, I never could make lemon cheese cake. But we have royalty cake at Christmas time. Now, we didn't ever talk about Christmas time or the fantastics that would come to your house, riding horses, you know, mm-hmm. and would come by your house calling. Maybe there'd be eight boys ride up, you know, to see you, especially if there were girls in the home. And you expected to, you'd have something nice to feed them, fruitcake or something, mm-hmm. or another, and wine or something to go with it. But, yeah, the fantastics would come all dressed up. Sometimes they'd have girls with them on some horses. They'd come on horses at Christmas time. And you had to have plenty of cakes on hand, you know. You'd fed them, and then the young people would be in and out, and kin folks come to see you. Christmas was a great season with the Southern people.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have those kind of little, make it, you fried some dough in this little hole in the middle?
Oh, donuts?
Did you ever? What do you call
them? No, but
that?
I know what you call donuts. We all have donuts. We have them once a week here.
Uh-huh.
They have them once a week. And if you don't want to eat them, you usually bring one up in a paper napkin to eat in your room.
Do people ever call them anything else?
I've never heard them call anything else but donuts. Uh-huh. Have you?
Well, just mentioned some other people may call them different kinds.
I've got a hole in the middle. They're donuts. I've had different kinds of milk donuts.
Mm-hmm.
Some with chocolate in them. Some just plain donuts we have down here once a week.
Well, how do you buy flowers?
How do we buy flowers?
Mm-hmm.
You mean to plant or to give somebody?
I mean the cake.
A bunch of flowers?
No, I mean the cake.
Oh, flour. You buy it in a sack.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, I put up a cake flower, swan's down cake flower, in a package about the half size of the old machine there,
mm-hmm.
that you buy. It's a good cake for making cakes. But ordinarily, just for use, you buy it in a sack. And everybody, some people have a wooden thing that you used to have to keep the flour in. Sort of a wooden keg and all. But mm-hmm. I had kept mine in a tin log can when set the sack in there.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you call the wooden keg for flour?
Well, I have a small one that has a flat top to it. I call it a keg. It has a wooden handle, too. It comes up over the top. And it was a sugar keg. It was called for to keep your sugar in.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to keep sugar in.
Do you have any bigger kegs for other things?
No, it was always a little taller than that and a little broader around and all than that keg over yonder. It wasn't so big. My wooden keg was.
Well, maybe at the store. Maybe, do they have any really big wooden?
I don't know of any.
Maybe put apples in it or something? Or?
Well,